Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about the Pacific razor clam, the succulent bivalve mollusk that lives in the wave-swept subtidal zone on beaches from Alaska to California. Its scientific name, Silicua petula, is Latin and means open pod. Razor clams have sharp, fragile, shiny yellow to yellow-brown shells that are long, thin, flattened ovals. Along our coast, they can reach 6 or 7 inches in length, though clams of that size are now rare. When the shell opens, a hatchet-shaped foot is extended for digging or anchoring. Gills filter water for both breathing and feeding. Food suspended in water, such as algae and plankton, is trapped by mucus-coated gills and conveyed to the mouth by hair-like cilia. About 80% of razor clams carry a leech-like commensal worm that feeds on plankton approaching the clam's gills. Triggered by a sudden rise in water temperature, razor clams spawn simultaneously in May or June. Male and female clams release eggs or sperm into the ocean where passive fertilization occurs. The resulting larvae swim for about 8 weeks until they locate suitable habitat in which to mature. Razor clams can live up to 20 years, but their average lifespan along the Oregon and Washington coasts is about 5 years. Predators keep the clam's average age low and its size modest, and include fish, birds, starfish, crabs, and human diggers by the thousands. Disease can also cause mass mortalities. Razor clams' primary protection from waves and predators is the speed with which they can dig. A clam churned up by a wave can rebury itself before the next wave hits. Clams placed on the surface of the beach can rebury themselves in 7 seconds. The razor clam moves by opening its shell and extending its pointed foot into the sand. The foot tip expands to form an anchor, and as its muscle contracts, it pulls the shell downward and allows a clam to burrow up to 24 inches deep. Fish and shellfish, including razor clams, can be contaminated from feeding on a red tide, an algal bloom that carries the toxin domoic acid. It does not affect the sea animals, but makes them lethal for human consumption, causing amnesic or paralytic shellfish poisoning. Once the algal bloom dies, fish and shellfish gradually cleanse themselves, a process that can take from a few weeks to a couple of years, depending upon the species. Contact state wildlife agencies about red tide status before gathering and consuming seafood. Razor clams are collected commercially and recreationally for food and as bait for flounder, crab, and cod. Harvests along the West Coast have been declining for decades. For example, in Washington, recreational clam harvests have dropped from 13 million to 2.5 million clams per year, with digger-caused wastage killing an additional 2 million clams per year. The Pacific razor clam decline is thought to be the result of over-harvesting, including extremely high digger-caused wastage and disease. Protect razor clams and their habitat by supporting efforts to keep ocean waters and beaches clean. Help increase razor clam populations by learning to dig them properly, following state regulations when digging, and enjoying all that you dig without any waste. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.